Hi, welcome to Accelerate Your Destiny. I'm your host, Kashana Marrow, and I am so excited today to have Catherine Womack, the principal consultant of WSI Digital Marketing. She's going to talk to us a little bit today about the power of digital marketing, which is very important in today's culture. Thank you so much, Catherine, for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. Like, I'm very honored that you would allow me to come on here and give me a platform to help demystify digital marketing. So I appreciate you.
Oh, I am excited about demystifying digital marketing. You said the words, demystifying it. Well, yeah. I want to start here because I think that there is some misconception or misunderstanding around digital marketing. So can you kind of help us to understand what is digital marketing?
Absolutely. So I want to start first with many of us who are business owners have a little bit of experience with digital marketing, right? Mm-hmm. We kind of do it all ourselves. We're our very own chief marketing officer, the CEO, COO, and CFO sometimes when we're getting started or developing the business. So we've got a little bit of experience, maybe some social media, maybe running some ads. But there is so much more to what digital marketing is. I think the best way to understand it is visibility. People to business with other businesses that they know exist, and you need to be visible in order to attract your target audience. Digital marketing is a way, when done correctly, to get your business found by the people who need you. So this could be a lot of stuff like driving traffic to the website. For example, let's say you own a consulting business, right? You do a little bit of business development. So when your ideal client is searching for services that you provide, and they don't know your name yet, they haven't met you yet, we need you to show up in the search engine. That's where over 90% of people go when they need any and everything. Like when I'm ready to buy something, when I'm as close as I'm ever going to be, I'm going to pick up my phone and Google the thing that I need.
Yes.
So digital marketing is a way to show up in front of the right audience at the right time. And it's not always social media.
It's not always social media. Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of a hard pill to swallow because most of us are hanging on social media, right, to be seen. And I love the way you said visibility. And that SEO is so very important because you're absolutely right. I Google everything.
Everything.
So tell me, when your clients come to you, what is one of the challenges that they've had in terms of visibility? Is it like me where, you know, you're holding on to Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and you're like, I'm doing everything that I can. You know, what are some of the things that they're going through?
So I think one big overall challenge that they have is it's hard for them to take a step back in their business to really take a couple more steps forward. And what I mean by that is take a step back and think a little bit more strategically in about the livelihood of your business, where you're going, what is your exit strategy? What do you intend to do with this? Is it really going to be a job or is it going to be something worth something? And when you're thinking a little bit further ahead, past the next quarter, past the next year, 10 years from now, you can really start investing in your business in a way that will make it profitable, that will make it attractive to investors, or even make it worth something that you can leverage with lenders as you continue to expand. And I'm talking about something that most people don't talk about, and that really is the SEO piece that you brought up.
Yeah.
Turning your website into an asset, not a check in the box because you know you need it.
Yes.
But training Google's machine learning capabilities, who you are, what you do, who to show you to, so it becomes a 24/7 sales machine. And when you have that happening year over year, you can take that literally, you can take that to the bank and say, listen, I get this many visitors a year. And we know that we turn this many visitors into this many customers. And it is worth that much in revenue. You can see my recurring revenue. This is how much we are worth. You can trust us to lend to us, or you can bring that to the investor as well and say, listen, buddy, you're buying into something that is cash flowing. This is what you can expect when you invest in our business. So I went off on a tangent there.
No, I'm over here eating it all up, Catherine. So I appreciate this because, like you said, when you talk about revenue, you kind of shifted and talked about revenue. But the word that you used that I want to bring to our audience is strategy.
Yes.
We're not playing checkers.
No, we're not.
We're playing chess.
We're trying.
Yes, yeah. We are working to do it.
Yes.
But help me to understand that revenue piece is so very important, and looking at those numbers and seeing whether the numbers are increasing or decreasing. Uh-huh. But where should we be looking to ensure that we are increasing? And then what do we do when we see that we're decreasing?
So there's a couple things you've got to do. As you're looking for numbers to increase, first, once again, take a step back. Identify your target audience first and foremost, okay? Mm. And I want you to go all the way down to what social media platforms are they even using? I cannot tell you how many times I've had a business come to me and say, hey, I've got so many thousands of followers on Instagram, and I'm trying to sell more of what I do. And at the end of the conversation, or the end of the consultation, which sometimes can take a few weeks, mm-hmm. we discern that their target audience was never on that social media platform to begin with.
Oh.
That wasn't.
No!
Yeah. And they had been wasting so much money running ads and so much of their time, which of course is also worth money, investing all of that into a platform that was not generating a return for them. They didn't take a step back and say, all right, of these 25,000 followers, how many have actually purchased something for me or from me or hired me? How many actually did business with me? Ooh. And so you need to make sure, take a step back. Who is your target audience? What are your key services or products that you would like to lean into? Perhaps mm-hmm. the highest performing ones, the mm-hmm. ones that have the higher ROI. And then ask yourself, where is your audience first and foremost? Mm-hmm. Once you can identify where your audience is, and once again, cheat code here, they're on Google. They're on Google when they need to buy from you.
Ooh, yes, they are.
Because I can tell you right now, when I need anything and everything, when I need a good insurance agent, when I need a good bank, I am not going to social media for it.
Right.
Okay? And I'm not saying social media is unnecessary. It is absolutely mandatory for a business.
Yes.
Psychologically, you need multiple touch points so that people can become aware of you, they can trust you, they can become interested, and they can do business with you. Mm-hmm. So you still need it.
Yes.
But once you identify who they are and what services match really well with them, where they're at, then you need to start monitoring. All right, I'm just going to keep going back to the website. Yeah. How many visitors did I get, and how did they interact with my website? Did they go to this page right here and then immediately hop off? Did they go to this page and spend 3 minutes here? What was happening there? So as you're monitoring the data, you will find your own tailored key performance indicators. You will find your own ways to benchmark the activity of your business, watch things increase or decrease. Now, when things are decreasing, it is very hard to talk about this in general terms because every business is different and will have different KPIs mm-hmm. and ways to benchmark. Mm-hmm. But once things are decreasing, that's when you once again maybe take a step back, maybe hire a business consultant, some sort of coach, maybe even hire a professional to come audit what's going on with your business. And then you can find the pieces that need improving and really talk about how to improve it. It's very hard to talk about it in generalities, if you got.
Well, I love what you're saying. Number one, I'm over here just eating this up because I think it is so key to any business's success, right? And what you said earlier about putting money in the wrong places.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Like, you're like, oh my goodness, I thought this worked, or I thought this was what I needed, or I thought this was, you know, and you find out that your audience is not there, and that's frustrating. And I think that, you know, you just have to know, again, who your audience is, where they are, mm-hmm. and then go there. I think that's what I'm hearing you say. That's so important.
I cannot overstate how important that is, because digital marketing can bankrupt you when you do it wrong.
Ooh.
I've had a lot of businesses. I used to joke in the beginning that I was a trauma response digital marketer. Because they'll call me after already having spent years and throwing thousands of dollars away, spent years performing digital marketing tactics that weren't at the right place or the right time. And by the time they come to me, they're like, listen, if I don't get a new customer, if I don't get 5 new customers by the end of this quarter, I'm going to have to lay some people off. I don't know what I'm going to do. Please, for the love of God, help me. And there's nothing in digital marketing, unfortunately, that can happen overnight.
Yeah.
There, you can move relatively quick, but I mean, there is no flip, or not flip, there is no switch I can flip.
Come on, Catherine. There you got to work on that.
I know.
Can you bottle this thing and make it happen for us?
And I wish it could. And that's the frustrating part, too, is when people or when businesses approach me and they were not proactive about the livelihood of their business or where they want to go. They're in a terrible spot, and I wish I could help them. I wish there was a magic pill or something, and they get frustrated with that. So, I mean, I would say really take some time, block out time in your calendar, and really think about what are your key services, what is the problem you're solving, who is your ideal audience, all the way down to their values, their hobbies, their social media platforms of choice. Really start mapping that out. And then have a conversation with a professional marketing company.
Yes.
Not an order taker. So that's something I've seen a lot as well.
Ooh.
You got to ask
us
yourself.
About that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. And they call me expecting me to be an order taker, but somehow do it different this time for them. And it's an interesting dichotomy trying to get them to step back and think about that. So think about this. You got into business because you want to be an executive coach, or you want to be a plumbing company or the best coffee maker in your area. That's why you got into business, right? So you're not, and I mean this with all love, you're not a professional marketer or a digital marketer, right? That's not your forte. That's not why you got into business. So when you find yourself calling marketers saying, I need you to run these ads for me, ask yourself how much you really know, and is this effective? And if you call a marketer and they say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, absolutely, I will take your campaign and run it, and they don't even take the time to say, is this the right thing for your business where you're at right now? Ooh. Huge red flag.
Ooh.
Huge red flag. So don't look for order takers. Don't go after the lowest bidder. I think all of us who own a business know that the lowest bidders does not always indicate the highest of quality or the highest of service. So be mindful of how you're interacting with marketers as well.
Wow. Wow. Catherine, you're giving us so much right now, and I'm just sitting here almost about to pass out in my seat because I'm thinking about all the things that I, all the questions that I didn't ask.
Yeah.
And like you said, I'm not a marketing person. That's not even where I want my focus to be.
Absolutely.
And so to have that to think about sometimes is so frustrating. But if I am giving orders or, and I'm just asking questions like, what do you think?
Yes.
Because I want that subject matter expert to handle, this is my business, my baby, and I want you to handle my baby well. So I think that you're saying so many things that are key to success, whether you're in a corporation, organization, whether you're an entrepreneur, and sometimes whether you're a career professional.
That's right.
Do you think that digital marketing is something that a career professional should maybe consider?
Do you mean consider leveraging?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not saying go run some ads or Google ads for you, right? If you're a career professional, one of the many pieces of digital marketing is, of course, we all love it. We all love to use it. Social media.
Yes.
You got to pick the right platform for your audience. What kind of, what are you trying to do, right? As you progress through your career, are you trying to go to new areas, niche down into certain things? Where is your target audience? Where are those CEOs, COOs at, right? Where are the directors at? They're on LinkedIn. Maybe invest in the visibility of yourself as a career professional on LinkedIn.
I love that. Because if you're positioning yourself as a subject matter expert, and I love there is someone that I had a wonderful opportunity of hearing speak, and she has positioned herself very well as a leadership expert. And so everything from her posts to her blogs to any videos or graphics, it's all about leadership. And so I'm thinking, this is so brilliant. But that digital marketing piece is kind of like that level up.
Yeah.
It's like I'm going to take all of this content and I'm going to make sure that I apply it in the right way so that it can get to the right people.
That's right. And here's something I want to say about that too, is as you're thinking about leveraging or positioning yourself with your, I guess, online assets, I want you to remember that social media is rented land and you should never build a business or anything on rented land, right? It can be taken from you overnight.
Oh.
We saw it with TikTok, a lot of local small businesses, their very source of revenue was on TikTok. And as the U.S. government was talking about taking that away from us, there were a lot of rightly terrified business owners saying, this is my single source of revenue.
Wow. Wow.
And it's the same as a career professional. Think about this, especially if you're getting paid right now, you've got a little bit of extra money. Mm-hmm. Invest in yourself. Do not spend your money on frivolous things. Invest in yourself as a brand, as a career professional, somebody maybe in leadership.
Yes.
Get a damn website.
Yes.
Get a damn website. Start blogging, because that is yours. That is your asset.
Right.
Get them into your database. Invest in a database, right, where you can send emails that are educational, that are informative, that add value to your target audience. So when they go onto your website, they sign up for those occasional emails. Now they're in your database. And once again, this can be leveraged. Your website, your database, these can become tangible assets over time. Mm-hmm. So maybe as you are going up the ranks as a career professional, you might create something that could turn into your very own business, or maybe you as a consultant. Like, you can really start leveraging it.
Yes.
And you can't really leverage rented land. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. And I am like, oh my goodness, say that again. Don't build something on rented land.
That's right.
Because you never know.
No. You never know. You never know. You never want to do that. And you never want to rely on one single source of revenue.
Mm.
If all of your revenue does come from social media, take a step back. Think about that. Be a little bit more strategic. If all of your revenue comes from word of mouth referrals and happy clients, take mm-hmm. a step back. You never want that single vulnerability where if it's taken from you, things are going to be looking a lot different. You yes. want multiple streams of revenue, multiple ways to interact with your target audience.
Mm-hmm.
So don't just stop at one. Be very, very robust in your approach to your visibility.
I heard someone a couple of years ago say, investing in a, I think it was a CMS. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Customer management system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so key because
yeah.
If you're just kind of looking at social media as your go-to and your end-all be-all, mm-hmm. how will you connect with those customers if you don't have their information?
That's right.
If that platform goes away. So it's kind of what you were saying here. Do not build on rented land.
Yeah.
It is so important that we understand that as business owners, as career professionals, you know, mm-hmm. That is so good. I'm like, that's good. So, okay. As we are thinking about this, and as we're thinking about how can we get into this whole digital marketing mm-hmm. thing, because this is a big, it's an elephant.
Huge.
It's an elephant. Like when you start talking about SEO, when you start talking about the platforms and maximizing the platforms, and mm-hmm. you and I had a wonderful conversation a couple of weeks ago, and I said, Catherine, I need to go deeper, not wider.
Yeah.
Because I have enough
you do.
Stuff, you know, going on. And I just want to go deeper. I want to maximize everything that I already have in mm-hmm. place instead of going from here, there, right, you know, and doing more. And so I want to kind of tap into you or into your knowledge bank, if you will, to ask you, how then do we start? Like, where do we start? There is so much information about digital marketing. So many companies and people who say they do digital marketing.
So if you were to get started, I would say let's give some free, like some things you can do for free mm-hmm. and then some things that are going to take money. And just remember, it takes money to make money, my friend. You've got to invest. Like,
yes.
But let's start free. Let's talk about your Google Business Profile. If you've got a business, claim your Google Business Profile. Mm. That's absolutely free to do. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to get found locally.
Okay.
You're a local plumbing company. You're a local insurance company or an insurance agent. If they give you the autonomy or the authority to claim your Google Business Profile, or maybe tell your agency to claim it on your behalf,
mm-hmm.
claim that bad boy. It's free. Keep it up to date as if it were social media.
Mm.
When you interact with it, and I recommend using a desktop or a laptop rather than your phone, but you still can with the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about your updates on there. Say, hey, we're running this special. You know, have some calls to action. Just really make sure that you take advantage of that. It's a great way to get found by the people down the road.
Yes.
Just having a website right now, it does not mean that somebody next door to you is actually going to find you.
Mm.
You've got to train Google with your website. Google has to trust your website.
Wow.
So a quick way to kind of get found locally, Google Business Profile, it's free. The second piece, of course, and I kind of like, oh, people are going to get so fixated on this. Of course, be on social media. Of course. I mean, I'm on social media, right?
Yes.
So definitely have a presence on social media and be consistent.
Okay.
when I'm scoping out or prospecting for potential clients that I know we could do good work for, I find that their social medias are usually kind of dead. Mm-hmm. They claimed it and then they threw their phone into the ocean and quit updating it. I don't know what happened. So you've got to keep it up to date.
Okay.
What is something? Okay, so this obviously takes money, but you're going to get everything you pay for. Mm-hmm. It takes money to make money. Invest in your website. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is don't get distracted by the shiny, cheap template website ball. Now, it can work for you, but if you have revenue now, if you have money now, and you can invest, do it right the first time. Get a professionally built website. There is so much to these professional built websites that even I can barely speak to as a consultant. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness we have trained, certified employees that do the technical work.
Yes.
So invest in a professional website mm-hmm. because nearly all of my clients have come to me with a very cheap website, was already built, and we've had to scrap the whole thing and start again or move them to a different kind of website so they could compete.
Yeah. Wow.
So just think about that. If you can afford it, do it now. Just do it now. Don't do it again 2, 3, 4 years from now. When you do it right, it's like having a piece of real estate. Mm-hmm. You can leverage it. You can improve it. You can grow with it. And it is your website. It's truly an asset for you if you do it right.
Wow.
And then, of course, we were talking about this, the CMS/CRM.
Yes.
Where you have your database. Your business is your database. So invest in that. It is very cost effective. I think after the Google Business Profile, investing in a CMS or CRM is incredibly cost effective. I think the most expensive piece right now would be website development. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And don't worry, there's plenty of professional companies that will happily, you know, let you put down a deposit. And then when they're ready for the website to go live and you approve on it, they'll take the final payment. So they'll work with you. Don't be afraid of that, yes. Obviously. So those are my tips.
Oh, I love that, Catherine. Okay. I give homework. So we're ready. So the first thing, and Catherine, back me up on this. The first thing was claim your Google information, your Google
business profile.
Mm-hmm. The second thing was be active on social media. Mm-hmm. The third thing was get a website. Mm-hmm. And the fourth thing was get a CRM.
That's right.
That's your homework.
That is the homework.
That's your homework. Make sure that you have all four of those active and they're engaged. And I always say the numbers don't lie. So pull those reports and find out how much traffic you're getting in each one of them. And when you do, you probably should call Catherine. All right. Thank you for joining us today on Accelerate Your Destiny. Catherine, thank you so much for being here again. I appreciate your time and thank you so much for enlightening our audience today.
Well, I appreciate you.
Absolutely. I invite you to follow me on my social media platforms. I am on Facebook, Instagram, as well as LinkedIn. We have content going out daily for both your professional as well as your personal growth. I'll see you there.